morning, Dr. Daystrom. Leah said you wanted to see me.
Yes, Admiral. You'd asked my team to take a look at the Aurora sensor and long-range probe logs.
The minefield situation. I take it that you found something?
Well, not really. That's the interesting part about the situation. My staff of engineers designed starships and develop ways to keep them from meeting this type of catastrophic end. As such, we've been over the designs for the Galaxy class, and we've managed to develop some creative experiments. But according to our analysis and every test we've run, no mine extant should have been able to destroy the Rosemont.
I beg to differ, Navid.
Yes, I know. Ships apparently at random enter the neutral zone in Sector 352 and are destroyed. The consensus of your staff is cloaked mines are responsible. But unless the Romulans have developed an entirely new type of cloaking technology within the past 3 months, there aren't any mines in that area. We've run the gamut of spatial sensor sweeps, spectral analyses, and everything short of launching unmanned probes into the zone to try to set them off. Results fail to show any evidence of the mines. We can't even find the residue of mines that have already detonated.
Maybe that is what you should do, then.
I beg your pardon, sir? Do what?
Launch some unmanned probes into the area, trying to deliberately set them off.
Doesn't that violate the agreement that Captain Connerly reached with the Romulans?
Of course not. Connerly agreed to leave the zone. He did. Agreement completed.
I'm not sure that's exactly what the Romulans intended.
Well, Doctor, that's one of the advantages of command. You can pick and choose when you want to obey the letter of the law and when to obey the spirit. In this case, we'll go with the letter. Why don't you, Surratt, and Joff go with the Aurora? Get an up-close look at the situation. You can fly some probes around and see if one of the mines will bite.
Are you sure you want us to take Lieutenant Commander Kem with us?
Yes. His knowledge of weapon systems may come in handy, and I think we should be okay from any hostile takeovers in his absence.
Try to convince him of that.
You know, there are times that the two of you remind me of...
You know, Admiral, as much as I sometimes enjoy your stories, I think now wouldn't be a good time. We should get going as soon as possible.
Of course, Navid. Assemble your team and I'll inform Patrick Michael of your arrival.
Thank you, Admiral. Maybe you can share the story some other time.
Of course. Carry on.
Space, the final frontier. History, the tapestry on which those exploits are woven. These are the voyages of multiple generations of Starfleet officers who have sought out new life and new civilizations. As each generation boldly goes forth, those that follow build upon the legacy.
Captain's log, Potemkin Stardate 362.7. During a routine charting assignment in the Zolovian system, we encountered a derelict ship in a decaying orbit around Zilov B, the system's second sun. When we scanned for life signs, it activated a defense network that entangled us in a tractor beam. Despite the best efforts of Chief Barkley, Lieutenant Oldfield, Lieutenant Starkey, and Ensign Massad, we have, as of yet, been unable to break away. With our other efforts exhausted, and only 2 hours left before we get pulled into the sun, I've decided to send an away team consisting of Commander Avery, Mr. Barkley, Lieutenant Commander Finnegan, and two of his security personnel to the derelict ship to see if anything can be done from there. Lieutenant Rativrum also volunteered to go, and Mr. Avery supported him. I have chosen to adhere to Mr. Finnegan's request, keeping the communications officer here due to Mr. Ra's visual impairment.
Barona, Sanford, spread out and make sure there aren't any surprises waiting for us.
Be careful, gentlemen. If a sensor sweep did this to our ship, there's no telling what they have in store for boarding parties.
Check this place out.
Enough sightseeing, Ramey boy. Let's find the off switch on this crazy thing before both it and us get sucked into the star.
In order to know what I'm dealing with, Finnegan, I'm going to need to look around a little bit.
That's Lieutenant Commander Finnegan. I've earned my rank.
Calm down, Riley. Don't get your skivvies in a bunch.
Sorry, Commander. I should know not to expect so much from someone who didn't bother to attend the academy. Didn't learn respect for superior officers.
Well, if we're gonna whip out ranks, I outrank you. And that is enough, Finnegan. Besides, Ray's right. This is an impressive layout. How old did Oldfield say this place was?
The information we got from that initial scan indicated that it is over 9 centuries old.
Impressive. It's older than I am.
Especially considering that the propulsion system is a Lang-cycle fusion engine.
And how do you know that, Bob? You suddenly learn how to read these weird bars?
No. I recognize the basic configurations. Back on the Falcon, my captain was a big fan of these old-fashioned systems. He said that as basic as they were incredibly advanced for their time. While humans were still relying on horse-drawn carts, whoever built this baby was flying in ships comparable to our first warp fivers. And even then, they still made their bridge sleek, functional, and aesthetically appealing. It's beautiful.
If you're done with the art and architecture appreciation, lad, do you mind telling us what we're dealing with here?
No clue. Like I said, I recognize the power system. There were over a dozen species that used it, and I'm not even sure who they all were.
Well then, Raimi boy, why the blue blazes do we have you here?
Because so far, I've still contributed more than you.
Okay, you two. Break it up before I send you both to your rooms.
Provided our rooms will still be there when we get back. And the only way to guarantee that is if I can find a way to shut down that tractor beam. I wish we had Ra here. He might be able to make heads or tails of these control panels. I don't want to start monkeying with what I think is a tractor beam and find out its life support systems.
Assuming he can even see the control panels.
I beg your pardon, Lieutenant Commander?
You know how much he hates wearing those vision augment whatevers. So he's complaining about headaches on away missions.
Actually, I've never heard him complain. Not once. Even after Hawkeye told him repeatedly to take it easy, he'll push through when there are no other options. I don't want to hear any more about him not being capable of doing his job. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
And in the future, don't countermand my recommendations. Especially if the sole basis is your lack of faith in their abilities.
Aye, sir.
Phasers?
Verona, Sanford, report! Report!
Finnegan, get down!
Thanks, Commander. Where are...
Your side of the cross corridor, about 8 meters. They're both down.
Sanford has his scanner out. They may have activated a security measure.
I taught them better than that.
You teach the differences between personal and ship scanners?
There's a similarities here. Hard to keep them alive when they do something stupid.
Less complaining, Commander. More moving.
And where do you expect me to go, Bucko?
Work your way back to us. As long as we stay clear of that hallway, we should be okay. It seems to be the only area activated.
You sure about that?
If they were on elsewhere, we wouldn't have made it here. Find a way back here.
We can't leave them just lying there.
From where we're standing, it's not going to make a lot of difference to them. Once we get the systems under control, we'll have the Potemkin retrieve them and give them a proper burial. Until then, there's not anything we can do.
Okay, Commander. Here I come!
No!
Are you sure both men are dead, Commander?
Yes, Captain. But Finnegan made it out.
Once you shut the ship down, we'll do our best to get them out of there.
My sentiments exactly, ma'am.
What is your current strategy?
We're still weighing our options, Captain.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, Barclay wants to find the tractor beam, disable it, and set the ship for self-destruct. Finnegan wants to disable the beam and have us try to tow it out.
Really? I would have expected the complete opposite from the two of them. Barclay wanting the ship to play with, and Finnegan wanting to blow it up.
I think, under normal circumstances, that would be the case. But I also get the feeling that there's more going on here than meets the eye.
In what way?
I'm not sure yet.
It's something beyond Finnegan's normal routine, though. I can sense he has ulterior motives, but I can't tell if it's his usual ulterior motives or something new.
Sounds like you have more listening to do, Commander.
Gee, thanks.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it. Let us know if you need anything, Avery. Potemkin out.
Do they miss us yet, Commander?
Very much, Chief. They can't wait to get us home.
Because they know we can get away from this sun, then?
Exactly. Where did Finnegan go?
He said something about finding the weapons bay. He's going to be a while, though, as he can't use a scanner and needs to avoid that hallway. I wasn't about to argue, though. How did your call back to the ship go? I know that if you had wanted us to hear, you wouldn't have found a private room, but...
I just needed to gather my thoughts before calling in. Barona and Sanford were good men and valuable officers. I'll never get used to losing people like that.
I hope you never do, Commander.
Nor do I.
Did you happen to ask the captain to send Ra over? I could crack jokes all day, but in the end, we could really use his expertise here.
I agree, but the captain made her decision, and I'm not going to ask her to second-guess herself. At least, not until we know for sure that we can't do it without him. You said that you recognize some of the equipment here. Can we start there?
Now that I have enough peace and quiet to think? Possibly.
Don't let me stop you.
Yes, sir. Let's see. The better place for us to work from would be the engine room. But as we don't know where it is and we're not overly anxious to go wandering through phaser-infested hallways, we'll need to make do here. The front two stations are obviously flight control and can be ruled out as engineering stations. There's an innate need in humanoid species to face one's destination, along those same lines as the need to put the driver or pilot in the front seat. Can't explain it, but the design standard is there.
Is it just me, or is this strange?
The lack of bodies?
Yes. The ship is empty, and yet fully powered. And there's no way for us to tell how long it's been this way. For all we know, this ship could have been parked in this star system for a week or a millennia.
It's definitely been longer than a week. If you wanted me to guess, I'd say it was probably in the system for a century or more. Probably running on standby systems until the gravity well of the sun eventually pulled it over. The systems only came online when we scanned the vessel, activating the defense systems at the same time.
But what happened to the crew?
I'm sorry, Commander, but I don't have the answer to that one.
Neither do I. I guess that's what's bothering me.
Sir, no offense, but you said that I shouldn't let you stop me.
Of course, I'm sorry. Getting out of here is far more important than solving a timeless mystery. Please, continue.
Thanks. Center seat is obvious, same as the front two. Commanding officer is always center where his crew can easily see him. That leaves these four panels along the back. Without some idea of which one it is, it could be any one of them. I'm flying completely blind, Commander.
Do you think we should take our chances and try the hulls to find engineering?
If we did, I'd at least have a clue as to what I'm looking at. I'd feel better if Finnegan was watching our backs.
I didn't think I'd ever hear those words come out of your mouth.
Neither did I. I guess there's a first time for everything.
Okay, draw your phaser. I'll take point. You watch my back. We know what the security cannons look like, so keep an eye on them. If it seems like one is powering up, fire. It'll probably activate the rest of them in the hall, so keep shooting until the coast is clear. Understood?
Clear.
What now?
Sounds like the weapon systems are coming online and getting ready to fire.
We'll shut them down. That monitor is showing the Potemkin.
I don't even know what got them started.